It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. Should food stamp recipients be fingerprinted? Coming next. Hello, it is Tom. Should people who receive food stamps be fingerprinted electronically? The idea is to use fingerprint equipment at outlets to ensure that there's no fraud going on. Authorities admit that the food stamp program is rife with fraud. When he was mayor of New York City, Mayor Bloomberg said fingerprinting would be a good thing. He said there would be no stigma attached since most companies fingerprint all employees. People are used to it. And besides, food stamp recipients are getting something of value for free, courtesy of the taxpayers. Taxpayers deserve to know somebody's trying to lessen food stamp fraud. Meanwhile, New York Governor Cuomo said that requiring fingerprints would stigmatize and embarrass recipients. By the way, one of the southern states now does require photo ID of people who buy poisonous drain cleaners and other toxic products. Photo ID for some household products. And yet, there are all sorts of objections to photo ID for voters. A hardship, we're told. Too embarrassing, we're told. Do you think there might be other reasons for resisting ID in food stamp recipients and in voters? More after this wee pause. If you have a lump sum coming and you need to make plans for what to do with it, you know, you've got some big choices ahead of you, call for Tom's questionnaire and you'll get some good ideas, I'm sure. Call 1-866-225-4334 and ask for Tom's questionnaire, and you can put all your information on the questionnaire. You'll get some good suggestions. 1-866-225-4334, or do the questionnaire online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again. I like the sign that follows this conversation. Wifey asks husband, "How many women have you slept with?" And the hubby says, "Only you, darling. With all the others, I stayed awake." Hospital visiting hours are 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. This is Tom, as in Morgan.